Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Michal, Rain Kabaris Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We're in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and we're up to Perek Mem Aleph. And in this 18 Pasuk Perek, we are going to read all about the assassination of Gedaliah ben Achikam by Yishmael ben Nesanya. And of course, the parak begins, Vayibah Chodesh Hashvi, and it was in the seventh month, which is the month we're in now, it's the month of Tishrei. So, Bayishma ben Netanya, ben Elishama, Mizera Amlucha, he was a Yishmael, who is, by the way, egged on by the king of Ammon. So he comes along, he's from Shevet Yehuda, and he came with Barabbe Amelech Vasara Anashimito. He came with the officers of the king and 10 men, and he goes to meet Gedaliah ben Achikam in Mitzpah. Vayochlu sham lechem yachta b'mitzpah. They ate bread. It was, after all, as the Abba Arbanel says, it was the Suda of Rosh Hashanah, probably round bread. Vayakam Yishmael ben Nesanya v'aser sanash m'shari u'itov v'akus Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shafam b'cherev v'yamas oso asherif kid melech b'avabaretz. Gedaliah, Yishmael ben Nesanya got up and he killed Gedaliah with the sword. And he killed him, who was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar. Radak says, the point is, he envied him because the king had appointed him as governor. And Veskal Yehudim Asher Ayu Eito as Gedaliah b'mitzvah Sakastiyam Asher Nimsusham. He also killed all the he killed all the people who were in mitzvah with Gedaliah and the Kazdim who were there. Ba'ibe El Mashmini Lama says Gedaliah b'ish lo yada. So what came out on the second day after Gedaliah was killed, no one still knew about it because Yishmael kept it secret in order to create the illusion that he did it for a good reason. And we'll see what that good reason argument was. People from Shechem and Shiloh and Samaria, 80 of them came with mourning for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. When they left home, they had not been told that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. They heard about it, and they tore Kriya. And here they were, they thought they were going up to Yerushalayim to bring Karbanos, and the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed already for 2 months. Vayitza Yishmael ben Nesanya l'krasim in ha-mitzvah holeich holeich boche, and Yishmael came out, he was walking and weeping. And Vayomer aleihem bo al Gedaliah ben Achikam, they told him, why don't you guys go to Gedaliah? Here he was faking, and he took them off course to Yerushalayim. He shechted them. He wanted to keep the assassination secret so no one would chase after him. And Abarbanel says he threw them out of sheer cruelty and bloodthirstiness. But the Malbim says he killed them to create the illusion he did so under Gedaliah's orders, so that the murder of Gedaliah would be condoned by the survivors. Now, Vasara Anashim Nimsubam. There were 10 men found among them, and they said to Yishmael, "Altmi senu ki eshlanu matmonim basada chitim musar b'shemen udvash v'yechta v'lamisa mito b'sochachem." So 10 of them convinced him that they had extra food somewhere, and so he didn't kill them. And v'habor asher ishlich shem Yishmael skal pigrei anosh masharika biad Gedaliah who asher asa amelech asim ne b'alsh amelech Yisrael oso milei Yishmael ben Nesanya. This pit that he used, that he should have listened to Yochanan ben Kareach, and he didn't listen, right? So therefore, it's treated as though it was through the hands of Gedaliah, even though Gedaliah was the victim, not the aggressor over here. This was the same pit that was mentioned once before that King Asa had made because of Baasha Melech Yisrael. When Baasha besieged him, Asa went ahead and dug this pit as a protective moat. And the Malbim explains that Baasha built Ramah to prevent his people from going to be Ola Regel through, and the route went through Mitzpah, where Asa had put an army to protect the people trying to be Ola Regel, and he dug a pit to supply the army with the water. That pit is now going to there to deal with the troubles of people who had gone to be Ola Regel and happened to step into a crime scene. And take a look how far the Jewish people had suffered. In Pasuk Yud, Vayish Yishmael Eskol Sheiris HaMasher B'mitzvah Espinos HaMelech Peskol HaAm HaNishar B'mitzvah Sherefkid Nevuz Ardam Rabat Habachim Eskidari Ben Achikam Vayish Bein Yishmael Ben Nisani Ve'elech Lavar El B'nei Amon. So what does he do? He goes ahead and he only killed out the people, but the civilian population, whether it was the women or the children, those he captured. He also took the daughters of the king, who Nebuchadnezzar left there with Gedaliah. We don't know whether they were the daughters of Tzidkiah, Yehoyachim, or Yehoyakim, but whatever it was, that was done. Now, Abarbanel points out, take a look at this. You have a situation where we have a Russia who's a Jew, who outdoes a Russia who's a guy. And Luzar Adon leaves the poorest of the people and the daughters of the king due to their royal lineage. Yishmael takes him all the way in captivity. Right? And he takes him into Bnei Amon. Yishmael Yochanan ben Kareach v'chol sareha chayalim asher itoi sarash or also Yishmael ben Nesanya. So Yochanan ben Kareach and all the people with him heard exactly what Yishmael did. Yichus kol anashim v'yichul yilachim im Yishmael ben Nesanya v'imso oso amayim rabim asher begivon, and they saw them by the great waters. V'yikiro says kol am asher as Yishmael v'as Yochanan ben Kareach v'as kol sareha chayalim asher itoi v'yismachu. So when they saw that the people with Yishmael saw Yochanan ben Kareach and all the other people, they got happy, right? So all the people Yishmael captured turned around, they went to Yochanan ben Kareach. And so they realized, okay, they were going to be saved by Yochanan ben Kareach. Yishmael runs to Bnei Amon. Vayikach Yochanan ben Kareach v'chol sareha chayalim asher itov es kol sheiris am asher ishim me'is Yishmael nesanim in ha-mitzvah achar ika gedalya ben achikam gevar man she ha-melchama ben ashim etav v'sarisim asher ishim me'givon. So Yochanan ben Kareach gathers all these people who had come back from Givon, and vayochu vayishu begerus kim oham asher itzal beis lachem lalechas labo mitzrayim. And they went and lived in Gerus Chimcham, next to Beis Lechem. And they were on the path to go to Mitzrayim, because Mipnei HaKasdim, Kiyarum Mipneim, Kiika Yishmael Ben Nesanyas, Gedalya Ben Achikam, Ashrefkin Melech Ba'aretz. They realized that they were afraid that the Chaldeim was going to assume that everyone rebelled, not just Yishmael, over the death of Gedalya. And so they didn't want to be anywhere near him when they would come and discover Gedaliah. And so they moved their way into that position. This is the story of Gedaliah ben Achikam and the post-fact. And Ezra's Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the study of Sefer Yirmiyahu and the aftermath. Everyone have a great day.